Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, grand rising, grand resting. At whatever point this podcast meets you in your day, hello, greetings. I wanted to start this episode off practicing gratitude. Episode is called gratitude, and I want to lead by example and thank everyone who has taken the time out of their day, out of their schedule, to invite me into their world for a moment to just extend an opportunity to provoke thought. And I think that time is one of the most beautiful things that we're offered in this life, if not the most beautiful thing that we're offered in this life. And so you giving me your time means the world to me. Whoever you are, wherever you are, I value you and your willingness to give me your time. So, one of the things about gratitude is that it literally costs nothing but a moment of your time. I've been through so many different seasons in my life where there were great things, there were hard things, there were sad things, there were heavy things, there were exciting things, there were so many moments where, it felt like it was easy to dwell on whatever the pressing emotion was. Like, for example, if I was in a situation that felt overwhelming, even in the overwhelm, there was still opportunity to find or identify something to be grateful for. And gratitude is one of the things that has kept me sane for a long time. I've always been wired to practice gratitude because I had parents that were really heavy on emphasizing manners, like please, thank you, stuff like that. So, gratitude was something that was not necessarily a conscious decision in moments, but as I've gotten older, and as I've experienced life, I have made the conscious decision to make time and space for gratitude in my life and in my world and in my environment. And in all things, there is always something to be grateful for. Now, on my podcast, I feel like every episode will have me giving some type of backstory to myself, my life, my world, my experiences, so that it'll make more sense as to why I say what I say or why I feel what I feel. Because a lot of times people speak on things and it's like, how can you speak on something that you're not familiar with? But the only reason why I speak on the topics that I speak of is because I feel like I am aware or experienced in those areas enough to speak on them. So, of course, everything that I'm saying, everything that I'm expressing is just simply from my perspective and my point of view. But I'm back on the gratitude. So, I always talk about the loss of my best friend and my mother because those were two things that really changed me as a person. It really shocked my whole way of functioning, a whole way of, just being an individual. It, in a lot of ways, just shifted realities for me. Internally and in some cases externally as well. But I remember in the initial feelings of loss and in the initial impact of the loss, I remember feeling so confused and so shocked and so caught off guard. Like, they're dead? Like, they're really gone? Because, you know, death feels so final. It's like to have someone here or to have someone in your life every single day without skipping a beat, and then all of a sudden they are gone, non-existent, no longer here. I read a study about how the brain can basically comprehend everything and all things except for death. The human mind cannot comprehend death. So a lot of times, like, for example, if you've ever experienced the loss of a loved one or the loss of someone that you're close to, it's easy for your mind to go to, they're not really dead, or is this really happening, or maybe they're somewhere else doing something else. We find ways to, like, rationalize or make sense of them not being here by being in denial, by pushing it off, by, you know, and we'll have moments where it'll feel so real, and then other moments where it just feels like this can't be happening. Like, there's no way. Anyway, I went through those stages of grief. And if you've never heard of them, you should look it up. Stages of grief, especially if you've had experiences where you've lost someone. But there are different stages that take place in grief. And in those stages, like, I went through anger. I went through, you know, frustration, disappointment. I went through acceptance. I went through denial. I went through all of these feelings and these emotions. And the one thing that landed me in a place of being able to settle in acceptance, true acceptance, was gratitude. Because I started to realize, and I'll just speak on those losses specifically, like, when something as extreme as your mother takes her last breath on this earth, and you're close, and you love her, and you care about her, someone like your best friend that you're close to, that you love, that is a safe place for you, takes their last breath, it's hard to think of things that you're grateful for. Like, as much as you could reminisce on beautiful things, reminisce about beautiful moments, it's like, gratitude feels so far because I'm sad, I'm mad, I'm frustrated, I'm upset that they're gone. They're not here anymore. But I remember I had a shift of perspective years after both of them passed away, which it's been 3 years for my best friend, and it's been 10 years for my mother. And I remember having this moment hit me, like, I had a great mother. And I had a great best friend. I had a beautiful example of a woman, who a woman is, how a woman presents herself, how a woman carries herself. I had an example of a safe place, a person that champions you, a cheerleader, a confidant. And I grieve these people because of the beauty that they extended to my life. And I grieve them because of the richness that they gave me in my life experience. My life, my world, my entire perspective of the world around me was better because they were in the picture. And that's something to be grateful for. And a lot of times we're in these experiences and we feel like we're the victim in these situations. And it's like, you may be hurt. You may be sad. You may feel like, oh my God, this is my mom. This is my best friend. But sometimes it takes some stepping outside of yourself, and it takes humility to accept the fact that death is a part of the life experience, and that sometimes losses have nothing to do with you. Not to say that you're not impacted by the loss, but sometimes it has nothing to do with you because that's a part of the story. That's a part of the life experience. Yes, my mom was my mother, but she was also someone's daughter, someone's wife, someone's baby sister. And all of these people are living too. All of these people are more than two. Like, as much as I was her only daughter, she was somebody's baby girl. She was somebody's baby sister. She was somebody's soulmate. And when it came to my best friend, I felt like, oh my God, it's my best friend. Why is this happening to me with my best friend? That is somebody's baby girl. That is somebody's baby sister. That is somebody's aunt. I had to take the focus and attention off of myself and realize the beauty of their humanity as individuals, separate and apart, truly separate and apart from any attachment to any other individual, including myself. They were amazing women who impacted the world around them. And in my grief and in my mourning, my experience of my grief and mourning was because they were genuine, pure, life-giving, authentic energy, beautiful women. I don't mourn a bad mother. I don't mourn a best friend that betrayed me or embarrassed me or humiliated me. I grieve beautiful people. And that's just an example of gratitude, where I had to experience, I had to accept that within myself, that you were offered these experiences and you were extended these experiences by a creator that loves you, by a creator that knew that this impact or these relationships will impact you in a way that will live with you for a lifetime. And I'm grateful that in all of my life experiences, I have a takeaway. And I've said it before, I've been through a lot of stuff. I've been through a lot of heaviness. I've been through a lot of heartache. I've been through a lot of pain. But in all things, I can always find at least one thing to be grateful for. Understanding that although I don't feel that everything happens for a reason, I do believe that all things, good, bad, or indifferent, served a purpose for me and for my life experience. And that I am better because of all of my experiences. The ones that are seen, the ones that are unseen, the ones that I got criticized for, the ones that I got applauded for, all things serve a purpose in my experience and in my destiny. And for that, I am grateful. So, I would like to challenge you, if you journal or if you meditate or if you spend time with yourself decompressing and reflecting on things in your life and in your personal time, your quiet time, your alone time, to write down your most difficult moment that you've experienced in your life and find one thing that you're grateful for as a result of that difficult situation. And then I want you to write down or speak something that you're grateful for today, whatever it may be. And then I want you to think about someone that you're grateful for, whether they're alive or whether they transitioned. And make space and opportunity for gratitude in your day and in your schedule. And to make the most of it. If the person is alive, tell them that you're grateful for them and why. Remember, everything serves a purpose.